Capcom had a challenge. How do they turn their new game Resident Evil 6 into one of the biggest global entertainment launches of 2012? Easy. Let's produce the most unsettling advertising campaign ever. So we asked the world, what would you do if you thought zombies were about to kill you? In January 2012, we launched the anonymous conspiracy website nohopeleft.com that appeared to warn the world of the impending threat. The site had 220,000 unique users in the first week. That same week, we bought poster sites across major cities and then graffitied them with a No Hope Left slogan. One enthusiastic blogger actually contacted the media company to find out who booked the space. He then told the world online that Resident Evil 6 was about to launch. 4 hours after his expose, we published a link to the announcement trailer. And within 20 minutes, it was trending globally on Twitter. It had 7.1 million views. And we still hadn't unveiled any official advertising. At E3, the global gaming event of the year, we surprised the world's gaming journalists with a huge missing persons wall where they were the missing people. If you called the emergency phone number, you heard harrowing last goodbye voicemail messages. The campaign reached a crescendo during the summer with two films that aired globally. In Cries for Help, people pray for salvation in their final moments before zombies take them.
We turned to Hope. But she had fled.
In Last Goodbyes, people leave a farewell message to loved ones.
I think they're here.
We invited fans to upload their own last goodbye videos onto nohopeleft.com, and they did, over 9,900 of them. For the global outdoor campaign, we used a mobile augmented reality app to bring the posters to life and to preview exclusive game footage. Finally, we launched a global game asking fans to compete for the chance to be saved, where a lucky few would get to escape in the event of a zombie apocalypse. This entire 9-month journey unfolded on nohopeleft.com with live updates as it happened.